You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
3 o'clock. Good to have you with us. We talked a little college football to open, but let's get to what everybody really cares about. It's Lions game week. And I think the Lions might be getting a little bit of a gift. Maybe it's karma for all the injuries you endured last year and for all the consternation about the Micah Parsons thing. These headlines with Micah Parsons, you know, Jeremy Otto, who's an epidural expert, being that he gets his wife pregnant every 6 minutes, it's the idea of there are only two people getting epidurals. Women birthing babies, God help you. Or if your back is incredibly screwed up. Headline, Micah Parsons may need epidural injection to make Packers debut Sunday. Packers, Micah Parsons has facet joint sprain. May be able to play Sunday. I think that's a massive boost for your Detroit Lions. And I wanted to talk about it a little bit. Because the idea is, look, I had doubts Parsons would play 50 snaps. He's been there for 7 days. But now you factor this in. I'm sorry. There's immense pressure for them to trot this guy out there. I also, by the way, I think it's hilarious. You can't take a bunch of things. But, hey, shoot him up with an epidural pregame. That'll take care of it.
Right. Yeah.
Am I wrong to
right,
think?
You can't get smelling salt.
Exactly.
But an epidural.
Don't you dare celebrate.
Right.
I wanted your take on this because if I'm a Lion fan, I'm looking at this and wondering, does Micah Parsons play 15 snaps? And what version of Parsons are you getting? It's a nice thing to not have to deal with in a road divisional game.
And I guess, Mike, I didn't take this that seriously because, and maybe silly me, I thought that Green Bay did their homework. And you're going to go ahead and examine this guy and make sure that he's completely healthy and not possibly going to be out for an extended period of time this season. You see him practicing or running around doing drills, and then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, you got to take this shot for back injury. It's like, back injury? I thought that was just a ruse when he was laying on the massage table. But now I'm wondering, okay, is this just – I don't know where this is coming from or is this serious, but I guess I thought Green Bay did their homework before you end up paying a man $184 million that you want to know he's not damaged goods coming from Dallas. And you know, is this going to be one where Dallas actually knew what they were doing, getting rid of him? Because a back injury is one of those things that really never goes away. So you're right. The Lions may have been given a little bit of, I'm not going to say a free square,
no,
but
just a break. Just something like, hey,
you don't have to worry about one of the most dominant pass rushers.
Now, again, could they pull a Lawrence Taylor in any given Sunday? And, you know, he's out there with Dr. Feelgood. It's possible. I just think it's something we need to really pay attention to as the week goes along. These headlines on a Tuesday for a player who got traded last week?
Yeah.
Maybe it just gives you a little bit of a reprieve. And Green Bay is still a really good defense, and it's still a really good football team. But I just would, I would like to know what Lions fans make of all of it. I'm not preparing for him to not play, but I'm prepared to lessen what I think he's going to be able to give.
Yeah, if that is the case, then yeah, you should, if you're a Lions fan, you should be very happy over this. Not that you're happy over an injury, but you know, that's less pressure that's coming on Jared Goff with a, you know, brand new off, well, not a brand new, but a new offensive line. Like I said, I just assumed that Green Bay knew what they were doing and they tested him out and he was going to be ready to play from day one. And then when I saw him out there in the practice footage, I was like, okay, he's wearing number one. He looks pretty good. And then these reports come out. It's like, okay. It's weird because it's, you know, a lot of, well, he may miss this. He may need this, but it's nothing definitive saying, yes, he's going to be out. So that's why I'm like, is this a smokescreen or what? Like, are we really doing this right now? I'm so confused when it comes to Micah Parsons. I am, because I'm going to pay you $184 million, man. I want to know everything about you. I want to know, have you paid your taxes? Are you paying your rent? Are you healthy? I'm not going to pay you this money for some damaged goods. I'm just not doing that.
Okay. David, what do you make of it? I mean, look, it's going to be a tough game regardless. But I just, am I wrong in looking at this and starting to have real doubts that he's going to be any version of Micah Parsons? He didn't play. He sat out. A lot of people in Dallas said he was faking an injury. Now it comes out he may need an epidural to play, which makes those reports look absolutely ridiculous. What do you make of it?
If he's not able to play, that's a huge advantage for the Detroit Lions. I mean, yes, you should be ecstatic, Lions fans, if he can't play. But I am a little bit sort of like Rico, because the line hasn't moved at all on this game. So if Micah Parsons isn't playing, then why hasn't the line moved towards the Lions in this?
David, for the win. That's
so
a great call.
That's where I'm confused by everything. It's like, does he really have this injury? Or are you, like Rico says, are they doing a smokescreen here? Because it is very confusing that you can have this sort of injury, epidural. I can't imagine that you could play football with that. You can't play football with epidural. You can't move when you have an epidural.
David, if that's the case, if I'm Green Bay, I don't know if I'm making this trade. I don't know. No, let that be somebody else's problem. We're not going to invest that much in him now. Because if your back goes, it never is the same.
Don't look at me. Hey, you're future casting. I'm just talking about Sunday. And if the Lions can get off to a 1-0 start, that takes a ton of pressure away.
Yes, it does.
It's a divisional game. It's a divisional road game. And if their $188 million man ain't there or is limited, hey, benefit Lions. That's not our problem. Lions dealt with plenty of injuries last year. So you just, I want to see them go and win. Anything that benefits winning. I mean, I understand it's like PC society. Oh, my God, you can't root for injuries. No, I don't want people to die. And okay, I'm sorry if the guy's hurt, but am I really sorry?
No.
Not really.
Dude, if you're playing against the Philadelphia Eagles and Saquon has an injured ankle,
you hate to see it.
Right.
That's or
just,
not.
It's life in the big city, man. Just like I'm quite sure if Green Bay would love to hear, well, Jahmyr Gibbs is questionable. Okay, well. We got a bonus.
Lions fans were happy, and they still say it to this day. Oh, Jordan Love wasn't healthy last year. Yeah, and you enjoyed that as a Lions fan.
You did.
No. That doesn't count.
No.
That doesn't count.
Jordan Love, he's a horrible quarterback. And
there
he
you
sucks.
Go. That a baby.
He can barely compete a pass, and he can't even spell his last name.
Injuries matter. When the Lions win, injuries don't matter. You got to understand how this game is played right now, David. Stick to the rules.
Right. The Rams' offensive line not being there. Doesn't matter.
The point is the Lions had a lot of injuries late in the year. Maybe it's a little karma. I don't know. We'll see. Hey, maybe the guy goes to Dr. Feelgood and he's 100% Sunday and it's all just media fodder as we head into kickoff. But when you read the report of Micah Parsons potentially needing an epidural just to get on the field, hey, you're not going to see me cry. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, David, couple of ticket texts. We'll go to the phones. Micah Parsons injury update to kind of begin Lions game week. Could be something to monitor. You know, you just don't read guy might need an epidural to get in a game Sunday. If you don't have to face Parsons twice, that's a win. Go ahead.
Didn't Micah Parsons have to pass a physical at Green Bay before they traded for him? I just don't get this part of it. That's Marty in Gross Point. Someone else says, Schefter is making this story out more than it's supposed to be. I guarantee you there will be a handful of guys on Sunday getting the same shot and playing.
Okay, fine. Do you believe those players will be at 100%? Some of you really just miss the main thing. It's like you want to argue in the margins. The idea is might not be 100%. It's not that he's the only guy this weekend, but he's the only guy I care about because the Lions play him. Swear to God, some of these people didn't graduate third grade.
From Richard, he says, not only Parsons might not play or be limited, but also Clark. They traded him. Who stops the run for them?
Well,
this is concerning.
All right. It's a comprehensive thing. These narratives, I swear to God, I feel like I'm on Fox News or CNN. The Pack were top 10 in every metric in stopping the run last year in a year that Kenny Clark did not have a good year. Two, they kept six defensive tackles in the preparation to trade the soon-to-be 30-year-old Kenny Clark. The idea that Kenny Clark is gone and now they will simply be UTEP versus TCU when LaDainian Tomlinson ran for 350 yards. Fine. You know what? Fine.
Let me help you with this, Mike. You're asking a lot of Lions fans. They hate the Packers, so they'll never see anything good about the Packers. And now that Parsons is the Packer, it's like, well, of course, you know, he's no good and the Packers aren't any good. And you can't, You can't be biased. So that's why I think you're getting a lot of these text messages.
Look, I hate lots of things. I just try to be even about it.
I understand.
Did I say anything out of turn with U of M?
No.
I hate their guts.
No, but
So then that's my standard.
Because it was like, oh, well, you know, he's no good anyway. And okay, he is good. He's one of the best players in the NFL. Let's not do this.
I'm a Green Bay fan living in the Detroit area. I don't want Parsons to play this week. Give him the week off. Learn the defense, get healthy. It's just for the future, not about 1 week.
Yeah, it's a smart long-term move, but in the same sense, it is a divisional game and a divisional home game for you. It is a very important game.
Parsons will probably play limited snaps, and yes, that will help my team.
That's it. That's the whole point. All right, we'll go to the people. Go to Nate, 97.1. What's up, Nate?
Hey, how y'all fellas doing, man?
Hey, Nate.
All right. Hey, I had a question and a comment. The first comment is, I'm a Cowboys fan, but I'm not crying that Michael Parsons is gone, because he's a really good player in the regular season, but in the playoffs, he ain't that guy. And I think probably when they play the Lions this first time, he might be effective if he plays. But I think the cold weather of Green Bay, the snow and ice is going to kind of nullify his production in Green Bay a little bit. And the next thing I want to ask you fellas is, the last 10 Super Bowl teams, I did a little research, they didn't have a pass rusher as good as Michael Parsons. The last, you know, the defenses, but they had really good defensive tackle, elite defensive tackle play. I wanted to ask y'all fellas what y'all thought about the differences in elite pass rushers and defensive tackle play. That's what I want to ask you.
The tackles elevate good players and make them great players. Right. So if you want to use the Kansas City example with Chris Jones, he elevates the play of a Karlaftis. And also, too, they run a different scheme, Nate. Right. Spagnuolo blitzes and blitzes and blitzes. The Philadelphia Eagles, yeah, they have really good defensive tackle play, including a guy who does rush the passer in Jalen Carter.
Right.
But that elevates the Josh Sweats of the world. That elevates the people around you.
And to sit there and say that Micah Parsons is no good in the playoffs, Nate, no offense, your entire team's no good in the playoffs. So,
oh boy.
I don't know what to say. You haven't done anything in 30 years.
There's one other player who's had at least 12 and a half sacks his first 4 years in football. His name's Reggie White. Like, that's what Micah Parsons is doing. We don't need to demean it. It doesn't mean the Lions aren't going to win. It doesn't mean the Lions won't go out and win a Super Bowl. Can we please? I don't know what's happening in this town. I feel like there's been a lobotomy.
I think that was a little bit of a, you know, he left us, so he's no good. And it's like,
yeah, well, guess what? When did I ask to hear from a Cowboy fan?
I'm just laughing.
Hey, Cowboy fan, sit and spin.
He's
I
no
don't
good
care what happens to you.
He's no good in the playoffs. Like,
here, how stupid am I? I'm thrilled he's out of my division. I'm thrilled. The guy terrorizes the Giants. He's not there anymore.
He's not that good. He's overrated.
Oh, the cold's going to kill him. Cutscene. He played at Penn State. Okay. Let's go to...
you know what?
Why is the knee-jerk reaction in this town to make stuff up now? Like, I don't get when this started or how this started, but whether it's Michigan fan or whether it's Lions fan or whichever fan base you want to talk about, it feels like we're just making stuff up as we go. These are the rules now.
Copium.
This is the reality that I want to live in.
What is copium for 300, Alex?
Because you have a loss of truth-tellers. You have a loss of a media that just calls it like it sees it. And instead, everyone is just singing for their supper. It's all narratives. If you say this made things harder, you'll upset Lion fans. So don't say it. Write some puff piece about how it's all going to be okay and the guy's a bum, and you'll get likes and thumbs up and doodly-doos.
I hate the fact that you're correct, because it didn't used to be this way.
Correct.
But you're right. You'd rather be liked than give out real information.
That's and it doesn't reality. Help that, frankly, I mean, look, the Lions are a really good football team. And what happens in the NFL? The really good teams get their asses kissed in continuum. Just look at the Kansas City Chiefs. Nobody wants to call out the obvious. They were the luckiest team in football last year. I got a million things I could cite. No, they just chalk it up to greatness. Not greatness. They had a horseshoe up there.
Bro,
hey, get out of here.
Once again, when you have a new rule of now, let's get rid of the chain gang, because it was kind of bad last year in that Buffalo game. Like, a new rule was started because of you and the things that were going on. That kind of tells you. Yeah.
See, but you're right about the copium. because the caller also said that Micah Parsons is going to struggle in the cold. Well, I'm sorry. He grew up in Pennsylvania.
He played in the Big Ten.
Penn State.
What do you mean? He's not from Curacao?
I'm
sorry. How many domed arenas are there in the Big Ten?
None.
So no matter where you played in November, last time I checked, pretty cold.
Dude, it's the same, and I'll get back to the callers. It's the same thing. I just got a text from a buddy of mine. Big MSU guy. All been out of shape. How could you say it's win or pack your stuff this weekend? Easy. Go ahead and lose the BC game. You know what's on tap after that? At USC, at Nebraska. If you don't win this game, you'll struggle to get to 6. It's a must win. You're at home. You're a coach who's done nothing. Go win the game.
Well, I mean, I guess he'll feel good about Youngstown State, but yes.
I think I've actually arrived at a point I don't even like Spartan fans anymore.
Here's the thing. No, let me stop you. Your buddy, minority. You would like Spartan fans, Mike. I know you've been separated a little bit. You've been doing your NFL thing, you know, big time highfalutin type stuff. But us little Spartan fans over on the side,
yeah,
we agree with what you're saying.
Okay.
That this isn't, it appears to be just a disconnect with this football team and the fan base. And yeah, you want to see more. You should have walked away with that game 35 points or 37 points and let your fans go home happy instead of sounding like Amon-Ra. You know, what the heck is this?
I love how losing at home Saturday night will be okay for some people. Like, what?
No.
Get out of here. Go to Richard, 97.1. Richard, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Maybe it's a good thing that Parsons didn't come because there was a lot of talk. I listened to, you know, radio around the United States and Dallas. They're saying the players are so glad he's gone. And I'm just wondering if he's really the kind of guy we'd want in. I know he's great as a player, but his attitude, I wonder if that would hurt.
Haven't heard it. Don't know what to tell you. Richard, I look, Richard, it's no disrespect to you. I'm going to be very nice about this, but I can't take anymore. I just, I can't do this.
The attitude? We're talking about the attitude. No.
You know what? He once jaywalked.
Here's the thing.
He actually gave a dirty look to a teacher in the third grade. Okay? I can't do this. It was a very basic thing where I said, geez, might be a nice break for the Lions. Now, Micah Parsons, Lieutenant Dan. Okay. I'm not doing this.
His attitude.
He's not going to like the cold anyways.
Or maybe, hear me out. He just was trying to get paid, and he played the game, and he won. It's not an attitude problem. Because when an owner wins, we kiss the owner's behind and we do whatever. And then the owner turn around and say, I need some taxpayer money for a new stadium. And we kiss their behind. But when a player does something and wins, he's got an attitude problem.
Okay.
Nope. He's a bum. He stinks.
Kenny wins.
You know what? He's not even good enough to wear the number 11. That's why he's half the man. He wears number 1.
Do you remember all the things you were saying about Bryce Underwood on Friday? That's the opposite for him. He cannot pick oranges from an apple tree.
No. I'm waiting for somebody to call up and say he can't tie his shoe or something ridiculous.
He needs somebody to cut up his water.
Maybe it's just we need the games to start. I just thought this was a very basic conversation. Guy might need epidural, might not play. How big of a benefit to the Lions? Next thing you know, I'm hearing about attitude. He doesn't like the cold weather. Wasn't worried about him anyways. What are we doing here? You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Lions game week, Micah Parsons injury news, and just warming the engines for Lions Pack. It's one of the two, three best games of the week, and it is a very important game. And if Parsons is going to not be 100%, or according to reports, may need an epidural to play, that could give the Lions a huge boost. Or you could be one of the flock who says Micah Parsons hates puppies and all his sacks are fake. You can do whatever you like.
Put ketchup on hot dogs.
Exactly. We'll go to Chuck, 97.1. Chuck, how you doing, buddy?
Mike, how are you, my friend?
Good, Chuck. What's the good word?
Speaking from personal experiences, I've had two spinal fusion surgeries. So I've had pre- and post-op epidurals in my spine. Never worked. It probably took 2 weeks for it to really take effect, but it lasted a few days. So what you have here is you got a guy with a bad back. He's damaged goods because he either has a bulging disc, not an orthopedist, but that's the reason.
It said he has a facet sprain is what it is.
It's first of all, they do it under x-ray. They got to hit it right in the spine. And from going through all the therapy that I went pre- and post-op again, 9 out of 10 people that I got friendly with at physical therapy said that the epidural did not work for them. And the last one I had, I damn near jumped off the table because he hit the wrong spot. And I said, never again. Well, I'll never have one again.
Now, Chuck, here's all I'll say. And look, I appreciate the perspective, Chuck. I hope to never have to have an epidural. I just want to offer this one thing. You're Chuck. He's Micah Parsons. So there's a bit of a departure there between a 25-year-old who is in the 0.00001% of athletes and, with respect, Chuck.
Truly in the best shape of his life.
I'm so glad you said that because I was listening at my computer and I'm like, that's me comparing my broken leg to Aiden. Yeah, I didn't rehab it correctly and I'm not going to play on a football field. But that guy did.
Evan, I'm struggling in here. I'm trying.
Their injuries are completely different than you and me, period. The and training staff around them, the
I'd hate
doctors.
To break it to people, the care they get is too.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, it just is. You pay a guy $188 million, I got news for you. They're not going to miss with the epidural.
No. Well, that's what I was going to say. And their rehab is completely different than what Joe Blow does on the street.
Bro, you got round-the-clock rehab. You probably have people coming over to your house. I don't know, Mike.
Evan, let me ask you a question, just for fun. Because you've been listening, right?
Yeah.
I know you're editing and doing a bunch of different things. Do you agree with us? Like, what has happened in this town? I don't understand what I'm enduring currently.
This is my opinion and only my opinion. But the last 2 years were so successful that people don't want to believe anything that's happened before it or to think that the other shoe could drop that teams could even up with you.
But hold on. No. If I say Parsons being injured benefits you, why is the reaction, he stinks, he's mean, he's a cripple, I wasn't worried about him anyways?
I'm not trying to be mean, but I'm going to say majority of people didn't watch Michael Parsons game in and game out to understand the talent that he really is. And especially here, you should know, because he did play in Big Ten country and your team faced him every year.
Evan, I'm going to add to what you're saying. I think a lot of this, Mike, is Sunday, 7 o'clock, can't get here fast enough or the game is over so that you can get the taste of last year out of your mouth. That Lions fans are still so distraught and still so angry that they can't see things correctly.
So what happens if they lose?
Well, it was just game one and give them time and dress rehearsal. But I think the Mike and Rico that are sitting there in Green Bay are sitting talking about Micah Parsons coming over your two new guards that are playing for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so it's every city is going to look at it the way that they want to, whether it's blue colored glasses here in Detroit or green in Green Bay.
Bruh, I'm with that. And if they lose, the show is it just 248-539-9797. Half empty, half full.
Yeah,
what is this
go
team?
Look at the last 2 years they lost in week two.
Yeah. Look, all I need is a split to start the first 2 weeks. If I could be 3-3 after 6 weeks, I'm good. I think the schedule softens up. They'll be able to do what they need to do, get healthy, hope Aleem comes back in November.
And I think a lot of people are trying to erase the bad taste that was left in their mouth last year, and they're still just trying to jump on the train that was 15-2 and not that playoff team.
Yeah, they're trying to justify things, and, well, they weren't that great anyway.
Which is fine. I mean, love your team, but at the same time, you should be able to look at it realistically and say, okay, one of the best defensive players on the planet is on the opposing team. Maybe you should take a second guess and think that you're going to win by 21 points.
I just had to ask. Thank you for your service.
You think this Micah slander something? Oh, no. Evan, guys, wait till week two when Ben Johnson comes to town. That's when the real slander will kick in. That's when this guy was an idiot and he couldn't do anything. And this offense was nothing. And it's so much better now. Oh, trust me. Caleb Williams can't throw.
You're really hyping this up. Thanks. It's really uplifting. Let's go to Doug, 97.
You know, how are the horses this weekend?
Doug, Saratoga was lovely. Doug, what's going on, buddy?
How you doing, Mike? I long time no call. It's happy back to school week. But I just wanted to let you know that I don't agree with any of this Twilight Tuesday nonsense that these people are slaying for you. And I just wanted to kind of bring you back down to earth. He is one of the best pass rushers in this league. And when I first heard that he went to Green Bay, I was terrified. And then last night I read, he has a bad back. Hey, that's a break for us. We get that game out of the way at Lambeau. It is a break. And I think that was the point you were trying to make.
Yeah, somehow, Doug, it turned into something else. And I don't know where
I
am.
Like, I heard that. I heard, like, he's a bad player in Dallas. Who gives a crap if he's a bad player? He's still one of the best highly talented defensive pass rushers in this league, and he's going to be a problem this year when he goes to play. But hopefully we get out of Lambeau with a win and he won't play as much, and that's one divisional road game out of three that we don't have to worry about. And that's what realistic Detroit fans need to know, is it is terrifying. We are not the same team from last year. And, yeah, you do want to wash that bad taste out. But, God, be realistic, Detroit. This is a caliber player. We have to be realistic. We are not winning 15 games this year, dang it. We're not. Let's be realistic. I'm right there with you guys. My head was exploding driving home hearing that crap.
Well, first of all, Doug, thank you for calling. It is nice to hear from you. Happy back to school, by the way. And, yes, my head explodes on a daily basis. I can't. I don't know what world I'm in anymore, Doug.
Doug, you should have seen the pre-show meeting.
Because you were needling me left and right. You may as well have been an acupuncturist.
My one friend said this, and diddle diddly do, and they're complaining about the targeting. And I'm like, what complaining? What are you talking about?
I haven't talked to you all weekend, man.
It was a blessing.
I left you alone so you could watch the ponies.
I watched football and closing weekend at Saratoga.
Right.
Any thoughts on the hopeful? It was a hell of a performance.
I said, I left you alone. I'm like, you know what?
You're fine.
I was so happy to see you. I just wanted to catch up.
Yes.
hey, Mike, here's six things that'll anger you. Ready to talk show? 248-539. Yes, David, go ahead.
I've missed you, buddy. Yeah, now, let's annoy you.
Yeah, here's a laundry list of things that'll anger you.
I told you about a great show on Netflix to watch, and you told me about one.
Yeah, but then you also you admitted you associate with morons, and you have lowbrow arguments with them.
Wait, because I told Costa and Rieger?
No! You got people barking at you about Bryce's a first-round pick because of the New Mexico game?
Yeah, we just made a bet. Yeah, he said... Oh, and three. One game was enough, and he's going to be a first-round selection in 3 years. I'm like, what?
Do you remember when Carson Beck was the number one overall pick before last season? Yeah, he had to go back to school. He was so bad. Like, dude, you can't say things like that.
I remember JT Barrett's first game at Spartan Stadium.
Don't.
300 yards.
It was 27 degrees at kickoff.
85 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns. Like, he accounted for 5 touchdowns. You couldn't have told me. He's going to be the number one selection. Cut scene. He's a coach in the NFL. Grad assistant or something.
Okay.
So, all right. I'm with you.
Well, then, you know, that's all.
But I'm just happy to see you, man.
Okay. All right, David, ticket text. We'll get to the people. We got a football today to do, top of the hour. Lions, Packers. Look, it's a very interesting story to follow here on a Tuesday, this Micah Parsons injury update, where he may need an epidural to play Sunday. That is not common, and I already thought he was going to be limited in week one based on being there for 10 minutes. I just think it's a nice break for the Lions. That devolved into some kind of weird assassination of Parsons, which I don't understand, but I'll move on from it. Yes, we talked college football. That is available, Odyssey.com Rewind. David, ticket text, and I'll go right back to the phones.
I'm hearing reports that Micah Parsons isn't a big fan of cheese. Maybe an advantage for the Lions. Someone else says, I had back pain once, so that means Micah's a corpse. It's over now.
God, that's what I just said to Evan. I go, yeah, well, that's what I said to Chuck. He's Micah Parsons, and you're Chuck.
Take a breath.
Oh, God.
Micah Parsons will play. I believe this is coming out of Cowboys camp, in my opinion. Not worried about it at all.
See, I'm with that person because it just seems so weird. And I just think more of Green Bay that you wouldn't make this big of a purchase without really kicking the tires.
Breaking news, Micah Parsons puts ketchup on steak.
Okay, we're just going to, you know what? I'm going to Gina. Thank you, David. Gina, how you doing?
Hello. Right.
Gina's not prepared. We're going to go to Jordan, 97.1. Jordan, how you doing, buddy?
How's it going? Big fan of the show, guys.
Thanks, right, Jordan. Thanks. What's on your mind, pal?
So if he doesn't play, that's a huge break for Detroit because he's an elite-level player, and we have a quarterback that can extend the play, isn't very mobile. He's going to depend on getting to his second or third read, and you don't really have that privilege against a guy like Micah Parsons because he will get home to the quarterback. So we're going to have to see if Goff can get the ball out quickly and effectively, and that's really what it comes down to.
Well, and Jordan, here's the thing, and it's another thing that really irks me, is he's not a static pass rusher. He moves all over the formation, not just with stunts or twists or loops. He can be lined up anywhere. That includes right over your center. So, yeah, Jordan, taking away this player I have to identify, and then I have to pray to God he's still there when I snap the ball, that would be a major advantage.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think a lot of the same people who were saying that we landed him, we were going to the Super Bowl, and now he's all of a sudden no good, that's insanity to me. But at the same time, all you can really do is there's going to be a football game at Lambeau Field on Sunday. You know, they say that he can't play in the cold, he can't play in the playoffs, but we have a regular season game at 70 degrees on Sunday. So we're going to see what's going on.
Yeah, and it's an important game. And I know Lion fans don't want to say it, Jordan, but it is important. Like, it's very important. This isn't a vanity thing like when you played the Chiefs. You're opening up with a divisional opponent on the road. If you steal an in-division game against a perceived division rival, a team that's nearly as good as you.
The team that's the favorite, according to Vegas, to win the division.
Yeah, it's a massive game, so I'll look for any advantage I can get.
Yeah.
Go to Art, 97.1. Art, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike, did you know Micah Parsons can't lace up his own shoes?
Exactly. Art, he colors outside the lines of a coloring book. Bad guy.
Oh, my goodness. Let's stop drinking the blue Kool-Aid first. This guy is actually pretty good. look at this actual Vegas lines of the Packers winning the division before they had them and after they got them. They may know something. Second is you have to look at other things they have on that Green Bay line. You got Rashawn Gary, who's not really a slouch. And, you know, you put Michael Parsons over there over two guards that are, I don't know, kind of inexperienced. That's kind of crazy to me. So he's a great player, and if he's on a snap count, that's a win, and I'll take that all day. But if he's not, that's going to be a long day for that offensive line, especially one that's been kind of rebuilt in the offseason.
Look, I think the benefit is, Art, at least you're playing them now, where Parsons doesn't know the whole defense. And I would be shocked if he played unlimited snaps. That's all a benefit to the Lions. Mm-hmm. But if he's anything other than 100% or doesn't play, yeah, it's a gift. Take advantage of it. Go to Lambeau and win the damn game.
Yeah.
Now, again, do you have to watch the point spread and all that? Yeah, sure. I mean, if he gets ruled out, maybe instead of the Pack being favored by 2.5, it's 1.5. Like, people always overreact to what players value to a point spread is. Oh, my God, that's a touchdown difference.
Well, you mean the Lions won't be favored by 7?
No. No. Like, even if Mahomes dies and Chad Henne played, I think it was like a 3.5 point value. It's
really?
It just doesn't change the spread the way people think it does. David, couple of ticket texts and we'll move along.
What makes us think we are going to steamroll Green Bay on the road? Before Parsons, they were
because we did it twice last year. Sorry, that's a reflex.
Did you see the game when he threw the interception?
Before Parsons, they were contending for the North. Now they are a serious threat. Yes, I'm worried about Parsons. It helps if he's not there.
No, read it.
No, I'm not going to read that.
I want you to read it.
Tesla's hurt.
Read it. I want you to read it. The look on your face demands that you put this into the public discourse.
I heard Parsons is white. I'm not worried about him at all. Corey from Northfield. What are we doing, man?
Okie dokie.
You know, he profiles like Jared Allen.
Oh, my. Tesla is hurt. He didn't practice today. Obviously, he has a Lion slappy. That is way bigger of a deal than Micah Parsons.
We don't know why he missed practice today. Just relax.
From David in a beer truck, he says, this is the same scenario when Travis Kelce missed the first game of the season. The Lions need to take advantage of this if this ends up being the outcome.
Yeah, Chris Jones didn't play that night either.
No, yeah, he was under contract.
He was sitting in a suite trying to get his deal.
Yeah, because he hadn't signed yet. And then right after they lost, he signed.
But take advantage of it. I mean, look, these showdown games are blessings and curses. You know, would you like I heard John talking about this, and I understood what he was saying. I don't think it's realistic. But it was the idea in college. You're like, yeah, you're amped up that it's OSU in Texas. And then you watch the product and you're like, ugh. And if you're Texas, you clearly wished you had opened up against UTSA or something.
North Texas.
Like, if you're the Lions, would it help for you to open with the Bears versus opening with the Pack? Yeah, maybe. Maybe you'd like a little bit more of a slow roll.
I think they would love to open up against the Browns and just go out there. No, seriously.
The ultimate free square.
Right. If you could swap the Browns and the Packers game, they would do that in a heartbeat and play Browns week one and play the Packers week three.
You see the spread of the Bengals and Browns?
No. Mm-hmm. Is it the NFL double digits?
Nope. You know what it is.
5.5.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yep.
It's that week one curse for the Bengals.
The Bengals play awful in week one. They do. They just lob that 5.5 out there, and you're like, wait a minute. You really want me to take 50-year-old Joe Flacco? Is this happening again?
Wow.
The NFL's terrifying. 248-539-9797. Okay. Football today. Touch the table on that. We'll get back to a little college football as well. 97-1. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now.
You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.